Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 86 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the shadow working, deep soul diving, archetype grooving creatrix behind Kick Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com, and I've put a link to that on the description page for this episode back at Blog Talk Radio. And before I kick today's episode off, I do want to mention that I occasionally swear on this show. And if you consider shit a swear word, I do it at the top of every single episode. But today's show, I just want to warn you, is going to use a lot of swear words, more than usual, bitch primarily, which you may have seen is in the title of this show, The Sacred Bitch, your new best friend. But there will be others, not to be shocking or gratuitous, but because I can't say what it is that I am trying to say today without swearing, at least a little bit. So you have been warned. If swearing offends you, or the word bitch especially, please just shut this off right now. For yourself, for me, for everyone, we'll just all be better off if you can't handle the swearing. And I know some people can't, and that's perfectly okay. I will just meet you here next week. But if you're cool with it, cool. Bitch. Bitch, what do you think of when you hear that word? What is the first thing that springs to mind? Is it a word that you use to insult other people, maybe like people that cut you off in traffic? What does it mean when you call a woman that? And then what does it mean when you use it to describe a man? Those are really very different things if you think about it. And I did before I was getting ready to do this episode, and it was really just kind of blowing my mind. It's interesting that in general, as a slang, as an insult, they tend to mean the exact opposite. Bitch, when it's pointed at a woman, bitch, when it's pointed at a man, they mean two different things. When you say it when you're talking about a woman, it usually has this connotation of being a ball buster, a cunt, overbearing control freak, mean, ruthless, conniving, power-hungry bitch. I told you there would be swearing. If you point that word at a man, it often means weak, pussy, inferior, no backbone, whooped, owned, played, bitch. And those have just such different feelings. They are opposites, really. And though today I'm going to be talking about what bitch means more when it's slung at women, that feeling, control freak, mean, ruthless, conniving, power hungry, blah, 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 blah. This is a show for both men and women. But I wanted to throw in here this quote by Madonna because I think it so eloquently expresses what the word bitch often gets used for. To kind of like hold women back in a way. And so that's not really what this show is about specifically, but I just really like this quote. So I'm going to read it to you. She says, "I'm tough, I'm ambitious, and I know exactly what I want. If that makes me a bitch, okay." And I guess that is what this show is about. That is a statement of a sacred bitch. It's really about claiming ownership for that word, which is a word that is often used to kind of like pull women back and pull the reins in on them, so to speak. And let me reiterate, if you are a man listening to this, I hope that you will forgive or overlook my constant use of her and she when I'm referring to the bitch, and that you will just replace it with a word that has an equal charge for you. So what might that be? Asshole, jerk, dick. The sacred dick. See, this is where we get into problems. There aren't words that match that word when you point it at a man. And saying the sacred dick kind of just sexualizes it. And I know y'all men are fond of your genitalia in a way that we women are still trying to catch up with. So isn't it interesting when you start looking at a word like that, how the sexes come into play with it? And there really aren't many words that express a similar feeling of viciousness when pointed at a man. So I did bust out my thesaurus and did some digging and some digging and some digging. It really wasn't easy to find a male equivalent, and I really didn't land on something that felt satisfactory to me. So if you're a man, I hope you'll do that for yourself, and I would love it if you came on my Facebook page or you emailed me at joannadevoe@gmail.com or something and let me know what you came up with. I wrote about this in a newsletter that I'll talk about in a second. I wrote the sacred bull, but that too just doesn't have the right feel to me. So I busted out my thesaurus and I looked up the word shark after a whole bunch of other words, and I was thinking the sacred shark. That's sort of in the vicinity of what I mean, kind of, sorta. And the word bastard came up. And I thought that was the closest I could get, bastard. So the sacred bastard. So if you're a man listening to this, every time you hear me say bitch, you just need to replace that with bastard or come up with one on your own. I did an episode earlier in the year, episode 60, called Rad, Mad, and Bad to Know, Witches, Bitches, and Feminists. And in that episode, I actually gave very little time to the word bitch and said that I don't like that word. And it's true, I don't like that word. It really makes me cringe when I hear women referring to their friends in that way, you know, like, where are my bitches at? I don't know. I love Iggy Azalea, but she uses that word a lot, and maybe that just makes me old. It could just be a sign of my age, but I really find that word insulting, which means it may be very prevalent in my shadow. And that's what I've been talking about in these last couple of weeks on the blog, on Facebook, here on the show. That is what the theme, one of the themes of the winter transition module is, shadow work for the psycho-spiritual wheel of the year. So because that word has a charge for me, because I feel offended by it, there's a good chance that it is in my shadow hanging out there somewhere. And the way shadow work works is every shadow has a light side, has a benefit, and can be an ally if you work with it and use it instead of it using you, kind of. And I have talked about this scenario more than once before on the show, so please don't roll your eyes at me if you've heard me say this, but Debbie Ford in her book, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, such a good book. I just did a Book Nerd Weekly post on that last week because it's awesome, and that's the book that introduced me to shadow work. She talks about how she was attending a seminar, and she really saw herself as being a do-gooder. She really tried to put this image out of being a very spiritual woman, and in the middle of the seminar, the woman that was speaking actually called Debbie Ford out. Debbie was in the audience and said, "You're a bitch." And she said, Debbie, that her initial reaction was just complete shame. Like, her face got hot and she got really embarrassed. And her first thought was, how does she know? Because she knew she was a bitch. She was a terrible person. And how did this, you know, lady at the seminar know? And the woman didn't just do that to be a jerk face. She was trying to make a point and teach Debbie about the shadow side of being a bitch. And in the book, Debbie uses the word bitch as a demonstration to explain how she came to use this word as an ally. And she used the example of, she was having some construction done on her house, some renovations, and she was saying, wouldn't it come in handy to call forth your inner bitch when you are dealing with contractors who keep telling you two more weeks, and, you know, the expenses keep piling up and the 2 more weeks keeps turning into 2 more weeks, that's a good time to call forth your inner bitch in a conscious way. So that's just a great example of how to do shadow work and also how to work with bitch, that word, that feeling, that shadow in a more empowering way. And then in February, I actually wrote a newsletter called The Sacred Bitch. And so I cut and pasted that into a little text file here to read to you because I'm kind of in love with it. I am. I know I wrote it and I probably shouldn't say that, but I'm saying it. I love this. So I'm going to read it to you right now. And it talks about the sacred bowl, like I was just mentioning. So please, men, if you're listening, write to me. Let me know what works better for you. Bowl, bastard, dick, asshole. Here's what I wrote. The sacred bitch is one powerful archetype that comes out to play when you develop a truly kick-ass sense of self-love. Men, you have a sacred bitch too, although you may choose to call it something else. The sacred bowl. The sacred bitch is not impulsive, reactive, overly defensive, or out of control. She does not shout. She does not bob her head around on her shoulders like her neck is made of rubber. She does not wave her finger in your face, stomp her feet, slam doors, or stalk you on Facebook. She doesn't have to. She knows how to get it done by standing in her truth and by standing up for herself with grace and clarity. She can take a stand without grandstanding. And some people can't stand that. You know what she says to people like that? People who want to stir up drama, drag her into their nonsense, or try to shame her for being a bitch? Fuck them. Fuck them. And she means it. She doesn't waste her time wringing her hands over warrantless criticism. She knows her worth. She doesn't need a second opinion. The sacred bitch is a formidable ally. She will make sure that leak gets fixed, those contracts are honored, and that sleazy barfly keeps his hands where she can see them. She makes a fantastic companion to the mother, looking out for her family like a protective lioness, and for this, she also makes a wonderful friend. The sacred bitch is sacred because she is strongly connected to divinity, your divinity. She is a spiritual warrior, a fierce advocate, and a loving show of kindness toward yourself. So don't be afraid to welcome her in. Every time you say no to something that you know is not for you, every time you hold firm on a decision, ask for what you deserve, or put a new healthy boundary into place, she is there. She is there in your head held high, your confident stride, and unshakable stance. You know her. She's been with you all along, and she is happy to be of service. Yay! I still love that. And I feel like I should repurpose that into a blog post because I think it's a message that a lot of people need to hear, myself included. I have to remind myself of these things all the time. And just to reiterate what I was saying there, the sacred bitch rules the domain of healthy boundaries. No is her wisest weapon, and she does not wield this weapon in attack or even in defensiveness. She uses it with compassion and as an act of grace. It's her word of power. No. No is her word of power, and if used correctly, as in alignment with heart center and soul's purpose, it empowers everyone involved. But most importantly, herself. It empowers herself or himself. For she knows that in order to be of service to anyone, she must first be whole and intact herself. She needs to be strong, well-rested, and centered, or else she won't be coming from the realm of the sacred bitch. She will be all snappy and reactive and all up in your face, volatile and out of control with her own emotions and behaviors, which is when bitch loses its sacredness, and then it just becomes that old cliche of an insult that brings up so much shame. And remember, shame is the hallmark of your shadow. I was saying that last week about the addict archetype, but really your shadow, that's where shame lives. And we push things into our shadow because we are ashamed of them. And shame, bitch, is a word that brings up a lot of shame for a lot of women. When people come to me, and people often do, I kind of feel like Dear Abby sometimes. I get a lot of emails and private messages on Facebook with people, you know, wanting me to help them with whatever, their problems that they're having in their life, their psycho-spiritual issues, things like that. But something that comes up again and again and again is the subject of healthy boundaries and people wanting to be nice and not being able to say no or feeling like they're being taken advantage of. And when this happens, I have been known many a time just to refer people to this blog post that Daniel Laporte wrote called Open Gentle Heart, Big Fucking Fence. So I didn't put a link to that anywhere. I may have sent you that link if you wrote to me about this subject. But I stand by that. It is an excellent article. I think that is Danielle Laporte at her best. It's such a good article. She tells in story form kind of what she means by open, gentle heart, big fucking fence, in a way that involves her son and how she's explaining this concept to her son. And it just wraps up in a really nice way. And you can either read it or listen to it on audio. So just Google that. Google open, gentle heart, big fucking fence. And I'm sure that will be the first thing that pops up. But I cut and pasted again. It's a big reading day. I'm a book nerd. What can I say? I like to read. Sometimes I like to read out loud. But this passage is, it's as good a description as any for how the sacred bitch conducts herself. And these are Danielle Laporte's words, not mine, but this is what she says. Keep your heart open, as wide as you possibly can. Keep it so soft. Let it be tender. Feel everything. Feel your feelings. Share your feelings. Keep your heart gentle, gentle, open, open. And then put a big fucking fence around it. Make it tall and make it strong. Ask your angels to guard the gate for you at all times. Do not let anybody pass your gate unless their own heart is open and gentle. Only let in people who are respectful, kind, interested, and loving. Emphasis on respectful, kind, interested, and loving. Yay! So, in my opinion, that's Danielle Laporte on the sacred bitch. That's one of the ways the sacred bitch comes. You might have to call on the sacred bitch to deal with someone who is respectful, kind, interested, and loving, because we only have so many hours in the day, and we can't say yes to everybody and everything. And I think, I want to say a lot of women do this, but I've gotten to know a lot of men through doing Kick-Ass Switch too, and there are a few of you. There's one in particular who's actually active in the Psycho-Spiritual Will Be Your Facebook group, who I've gotten to know, and I just think, like, wow, we're more alike than we are different. And men have these issues too, and saying no is a practice that I think can strengthen all our lives. So just to recap, I think this is going to be a short episode today, which is kind of amazing because I usually go over and get that little 90 seconds countdown that drives me nuts. But anyway, just to recap, the sacred bitch is your great inner protectress or protector, as the case may be, the sacred bastard. She or he is your big fucking fence. No is his or her weapon of choice. And, or shield, if you don't like to think of it as a weapon. And she rules the domain of healthy boundaries, which is why I say the sacred bitch, if you will embrace her, is your new best friend. Think of all the fun that you two could have if you joined forces. And this episode is actually an extension of 5 episodes I did last October on shadow work and archetypes. The first of those is just an overview on archetypes and how that comes into play with shadow work. So if you're new to either, that's a really good episode to check out. And then the four after that are about specific archetypes: the child, the victim, the saboteur, and the prostitute. And believe it or not, we all have all four of these at play in our shadow, supposedly, according to Carolyn Mace. For me, the prostitute was like, what? I do not have an inner prostitute. It was interesting doing that work and figuring out how to make allies of those archetypes. So if that interests you, go back to October 2013 shows and you can check those out. And then the show I did last week on the addict was on another archetype that I think is especially relevant for today, for modern living, and for, I just think the addict is really active in a lot of our systems. Oh, what else? Explore those. See what resonates for you. See what really stands out for you. I recommend working with one archetype at a time when you're doing shadow work to get the most benefit out of it. And as I said last week, shadow work is something that you do. It's not something that you can take on intellectually. You don't just listen to one blog talk radio episode and you're like, yes, I am an expert on the sacred bitch. You have to put the sacred bitch into practice, and it could be a lot more challenging than you think. But it is by putting it into practice that you actually learn what this is all about, and you actually start bringing, you know, shedding light into your shadow, or bringing your shadow into the light, however you want to see it, and then making an ally, because you can't get rid of your shadow. You can't get rid of these parts of yourself. You have to learn how to embrace them and love them to become a whole, healthy, beautiful witch, if you call yourself that. You have to take this stuff to the streets of your life for it to really have an impact. And that is why I have made it one of the main focuses for the winter transition module of the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year. How many times have I said that? That is a really fun thing to say. I shouldn't rush through it like that because it's pretty wild. The Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year. That program is interactive. It was created to not only have a hands-on physical way of processing whatever it is we are working out through the journal prompts, of which there are many, but it's also meant to be a community experience, which is why we have that private Facebook group as a kind of built-in support system. And truly, the people there are so kick-ass, so cool, kind, friendly, and supportive. Can't even believe I lucked out and got all of these people involved in this program. It's an honor now for me to be there. I feel like I'm a guest in my own program. So if you want to join us there, or you want to get the winter transition module to work through on your own, which is perfectly fine, you can sign up for that at www.psychospiritualwheeloftheyear.com. And I will be back here next Tuesday talking at you. In the meantime, much love. Peace.